The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday evening's action in Ballinrobe. More jumps action to come from Ireland on Tuesday evening. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, Mark. Very good.
Good. We follow on from Irish Grand National Day at Fairy House on Bank Holiday Monday, and we'll just have a quick reflection on that, Andy, because we can't get you on without asking you what you thought of the Irish Grand National itself. Shut the front door, ended up well backed and went off favourite and landed the spoils in pretty nice fashion.
He did, yeah. It was a painful experience for me though, because yeah. I backed the second, Golden Wonder, who looked it all over the winner going down the last. Unfortunately just got a little bit tired and ran down the last and lost a bit of momentum, and it allowed Barrigate to seize the opportunity on Shut the Front Door. Of course, was well backed. He's deadly in those handicap chases, isn't he, John Joe? His record in festival handicaps and staying chases is quite extraordinary over the last 4 or 5 years. And Barry Geraghty on board, who's riding arguably at the peak of his powers at the moment, it was a deadly combination. Desperate to be on the receiving end of it, but Geraghty was just phenomenal yesterday, and not only on Shut the Front Door, but for me the ride of the day was on an artist who didn't jump very well but still managed to win.
He's in fine form, isn't he, at the moment, Barry Geraghty, and you did put up Un Artist as well, so another winner for the podcast there, and anyone who backed Golden Wonder each way at 16s would have been okay as well, so not too bad.
Frustrating. There you go.
We'll have another go at it this evening, Andy. Ballinrobe is the card to look at this evening. And more jumps action. Probably going to be a little bit on the softer side, though, in Ireland today.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Ballinrobe's had a little bit of rain. Still don't think it's going to be too bad. It dries out quite quickly there as well. But we have got to keep an eye on the weather. There is one or two showers predicted. I'm actually still in Ireland as we speak this morning. And we've had a little bit. It's a bit overcast, but certainly nothing in any great quantity, so I would say it's going to ride as it is in the paper, yielding to soft.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 5:05, and we start with a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Sil Rogue is the 11-4 favourite this morning, 9-2 for Lo Siento, 5-1 for Zemario, Equity Swap is 6-1, 8-1 for After Class, 17-2 for Wandering Angus, and Hole in the Wall Bar, and then 9-1 or bigger price as the rest. What do you like in the opening then, Andy?
Yeah, typically wide open maiden hurdle to kick off proceedings tonight. One or two horses with rather shaky looking credentials. Plenty have had lots of chances, including one of those you mentioned in the betting there, Hole in the Wall Bar. One or two more lightly raced types that could improve. I'll probably take a punt here on one that has been running reasonably consistently well, and that's After Class, Desi Hughes' 6-year-old. I'm taking a punt with him tonight because I think he might just improve for this slightly better ground. Yielding to soft will be much better than what he's been contending with throughout the depths of winter. He's finished on the fringes of quite a few of these maiden hurdles similar to this. Fourth behind Hurtle the Dogs Out and Go Darcy Go last time at Clonmel suggested that he could easily be competitive here. He was a bit unlucky the day when he fell at Thurles when he was banging contention at the third last. That was back in February. So if he manages to stay on his feet and keep out of trouble with the Desi Hughes' horses going in good form, of course they had a really good productive time of things over the Fairy House period, then hopefully After Class will certainly run well enough to maybe get into the frame at the very least. I see he said he was around about a 10-1 chance this morning, and that would seem fair enough each way value in the first.
Okay, After Class could be each way value in the opener then. The second race is the 5:35, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and over that are rated 80-95. And there's been a bit of a gamble this morning on Caro Queen, who's 5-1 into 7-2. Andy, what do you make of that gamble?
Yeah, I think she's certainly one of the most likely winners in this race. She would get my vote here. She's won two very good races around this track in bumpers. I think she actually started off her winning sequence or her career successes and career better runs here in last year when she was third behind 5 Hawk Wings in the concluding bumper here last year. And then she continued her love affair with Ballinrobe with a win on her very next start when she beat a horse called Mrs. Marden quite convincingly in a bumper on her next start. She's run consistently well in a lot of handicap hurdles thereafter. Third behind the informed Daydream Boy, and Fairy has three starts to go. And then after a disappointing run at Thurles, she bounced back to form with a really good run next time out on a latest start at Clonmel behind the informed Taurine from the Robert Tyner stable. That horse is in a fantastic nick at the moment and was very difficult to peg back, having made all the running. But given that Cara Cream was held up and out the back door, I thought she ran really encouragingly to finish as close as she did. She goes back to a track clearly where she's done well before. And just to put the icing on the cake, Connections have gone for the services of Geo Fox to take a very valuable seven off as well. So she's actually racing off a lower mark that she's won before. So I can certainly see why there's been lots of money for Cara Cream. Unfortunately, I've missed out on the gamble. I haven't actually backed to myself at the fancy prices. But for those that still want to take odds in around the 74-1 mark, then I certainly won't put you off.
Okay, Cara Queen then in the 5.35. The 6.05 is race 3 on the card, and this is a rated hurdle over 2 miles, and it's for 4-year-olds and over that at entry are rated 130 or less. A couple of non-runners here as well. Something Wonderful and Star of Aragon do not go. So Noblin is the 2-1 favourite. Get What You Can is 5-2, as is our Gilgo Bay. 9-1 for Airlight Supreme. Rocky Wednesday 10s, and USA or USA is 14-1, the outsider of the field. So a couple of non-runners kind of ruined any each way plans in this, Andy, but what do you like in the 6.05?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Charlie Swan's 5-year-old, Get Out When You Can. He's in unbelievably good form at the moment. He's won his last 4 starts, 3 of which have been when the hood has been on. He's actually 3 for 3 with that contraption. Joe Fox has struck up a really good partnership with him as well, winning twice on him at Thurles and then last time out at Limerick, and he beat a horse I tipped yesterday who I thought covered himself with glory, even though he couldn't quite match the finishing kick of Cara Oscar. But Sammy Black ran really well to boost that form down in Limerick. We know he likes soft ground, which he's going to get tonight. And he just travels and really, you know, just does everything right. He settles well and he's got a nice turn of foot at the back end of his races as well. And I think the fact that he can handle a multitude of tracks and ground is going to be in his favour, whereas one or two of these would probably want either a more galloping track or probably slightly better ground, including one of his main market rivals, or Gilgo Bay, who definitely is much better on a quicker surface, as he proved when he was third in the Fred Winter. Surprising that Connections have taken off the hood, which was on that afternoon. I don't really know why they've taken off a device that obviously allowed him to run a career high best. I don't really get that, but either way, I still think the ground's too soft for Gilgo Bay. I think actually one of the dangers might turn out to be USA, the 7-year-old, because he's got some really good form around Ballinrobe. Regular podcasters will know the regard that I hold this horse in. I think he's quite a useful horse. And it, also, it's interesting that he won this meeting last year off a layoff of 229 days. So even though he hasn't had a run for a while, I don't think that's going to be an inconvenience. So at 14-1, I think USA could be one for perhaps forecast punters or ones that want to back something at a bigger price. But I'm going to Get Out Where You Can and remain with him until he's beaten.
Okay, Get Out When You Can then to maintain his winning run in the 6.05. The 6.35 is race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle for horses rated 80-102, and it's over 2 miles. And quite an active betting heat this morning, ever so much on the slide slightly from 5-1 out to 11-2. Bit of money for Noble Call, who's 7s into 6s. It's then 8-1 for a Fat Cat, Point of Rescue, Farron Aduni, and Catching Time. Bit of money as well for Hareth, 10-1 into 17-2. 9-1 for May Dalia, and Mershon Gladbach is 16-1 into 11-1. So a few being backed this morning. Andy, any of those on your shortlist in the 6.35?
Yeah, they're on my shortlist, but it's a race I haven't got a particularly strong view in. I think quite a few of these would probably want slightly quicker ground than they're going to encounter today, and we don't know about several of them who are quite lightly raced, including one of those that's been nibbled at bigger prices. That's Hareth, gelding by Jeremy, of course, the sire of the ill-fated Arcona. And just had the 3 runs down the field in maiden hurdles. If the money continues to come for that horse, then we've certainly got to pay respect to that horse's chances. There's a couple of horses I think I should mention here that run well at the track, and that's probably why the way I'll play this race. I'll probably go with May Dullier as my first choice. Dennis Cullen, 6-year-old mare, whose only career victory came here, funny enough, on a day when I actually tipped the horse in last September. Did the job really well that day as well, winning a mare's maiden hurdle in very convincing fashion. It was always going the best, and I actually thought won more snugly than the winning margin suggested. you can forget a last run because the horse made a bad mistake, four out, and the rider lost the irons, and Brian Cooper had to pull her up. So that was rather an aborted mission. She comes back to Ballon Road. Ground arguably could be on the dead on the soft side for her, but hopefully she'll be okay. So I thought she might go well. And the other one to mention at price as well is Fantastic Gold, Mickey O'Cullohan's 8-year-old mare. Again, a similar horse to my other selection, May Dulia. Absolutely goes no better than when she's running around the tight contours of Ballinrobe. On four occasions in 10 starts, this horse has been placed here at Ballinrobe. Again, another horse that probably wants slightly quicker ground, but the fact that it's running its beloved track might just tip the balance in its favour. So as I say, it's the race really is almost a dead rubber for me. I'm certainly not going to bet in it, but for tipping purposes, the two track horses, May Dulia and Fantastic Gold, probably worthy of a small interest.
Okay, on to the 7.05 next, and this is a beginner's chase over 2 3/4 miles, and another non-runner in here, this time number 9, Stoney, doesn't go, but Mr. Cosmopolitan is the 7-2 market leader. Crowded Room 4-1, 9-2 for Rodriguez. Royal Vic is 8s, Daydream Boy 9s, and double figure prices are bigger the rest. The 7.05 Monday is quite an open race, you know, 7-2 the field this morning. What do you make of these runners in here?
Yeah, I think quite a few of these are closely matched, including Mr. Cosmopolitan and Crowded Room. These two horses have met each other before. In fact, twice. Crowded Room finished in front of Jim Draper's 7-year-old back at Navan in the middle of March. It was a race when Crowded Room really stamped his authority on these kind of races and proved that he's going to be a horse to follow in subsequent events. And he's done nothing to dispel that theory on his last two starts. Michael Cunningham's 8-year-old has managed to finish runner-up, unfortunately behind a horse who's in rampant form at the moment, and I certainly don't think there's any negative in finishing behind a horse called Knock Beauty. Robert Tyner's mare has been in fantastic form for about the last month or so. So unfortunately this horse has seen the backside of that animal. Without that horse in the race today, I think Crowded Room's got a really good chance of finally getting off the mark. You could argue that 0-18 is in a very positive stance to take about a 4-1 chance. But I think this race is certainly within his capabilities. I think he'll step up in triple suit as well because he does stay really well. So hopefully Crowded Room not only will get the better of Mr. Cosmopolitan, his old rival, but in the first time blinkers, might just spark him up to actually get his head in front tonight.
Okay, the penultimate race is the 7.35, and this one is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong for 5-year-olds and over that are rated 0-1, 2, 3. And Cheaper's Chips is the favourite this morning. She arrives here in good form after winning her last two starts. There's also winning form behind Lockrow Lady and Miller of Glanmire. So a few in-form runners coming into this, Andy. Which ones do you like here?
Yeah, I like two in this race. Yeah, Cheapest Chips has got to be on anyone's shortlist. Winner of her last two starts. She goes from the front. She actually got pestered for the lead last time out at Tramore, whereas the time before she got an uncontested cheap lead, and she absolutely slaughtered a couple of good mares called Lee Kind Light and Heaven Dew Lady. A bit more tougher last time out, but the fact that she's in such good form, she was able to overcome being softened up for the lead. If she gets an easy lead here, I think she's going to take all the beating on a track that can play into front runner's hands. So I certainly think she's a shortlisted horse. And the other one is Lockrow Lady as well, another mare who's in excellent shape at the moment. She finally managed to win at the over fences at the 13th time of asking after quite a few near misses on her latest outing at Clonmel. She was always well positioned in that race and was far too strong for Rafa de Trion and a fact that in the closing stages. But if you look at her form prior to that, she certainly deserved to get ahead in front. She comes out really well on the speed figures in lots of these beginner's chases and handicaps around the provincial tracks. So I do think Lockerow Lady is probably the one if you're looking for an each way alternative to the favourite and most likely win the Cheapest Chips.
Okay, and the final race is the 8.05. We finish with a 2 mile bumper, and priced up very much like a match this morning. Sir Abbott and New Kid in Town are much shorter than the rest of the field. It's 16-1 barring those two, and interesting moves in the betting as well. Sir Abbott on the drift from 4-6 out to 4-5, whereas New Kid in Town has been supported from 9-4 into 13-8. So New Kid in Town is the one that's attracting money this morning, Andy. Do you see it as firstly as a match between the two, and what do you make of the money on the Willie Mullins New Kid in Town?
Yeah, I certainly think it's significant, Mark. Yeah, I don't know anything about New Kid in Town. I can't really tell you other than a fourth in a Drama Hayne point to point always reads well. That Drama Hayne form usually carries. I think Free Expression Zoo won the point to point final yesterday at Fairy House, had won a Drama Hayne point to point. So that track has obviously served up one or two interesting runners in the past. And the money for this horse has obviously got to be respected, but I'm going to make Sir Abbott my nap of the day here. Hopefully the money for the Mullins horse will allow Rotina's horse to go off a much better price than we anticipated. This horse was probably one of the biggest eye catches I got down in my notes all through the Irish winter jumping season. Making its debut over under rules after winning a point-to-point, this horse caught the eye in no uncertain terms behind Quick Big Vic in a maiden hurdle at Leopardstown, so much so that the stewards actually had a word with Robert Tyner and asked him to explain away the running and riding of that horse. Such was his eye-catching nature in the latter stages. He absolutely flew home from two out under a very tender ride. McCoy did his best, if you like, to try and give the horse an education. But I think he almost surprised the champion by how well he finished after the last. He almost got egg on his face, to be honest. I don't think it was really his fault. I just think the horse picked up so unsurprisingly that that was, you know, he was the nearest at the finish by default. I really like this horse. I think he's a nice animal in the making. He probably could do it a little bit further and more stiffer track than this today, but hopefully he should be good enough. And with a good jockey booking, hopefully Robert Tyner's Sir Abbott can round off what could be quite a decent night.
Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your picks up Allen Road one more time.
Yeah, tricky card. Hopefully we can have a few winners on the way. First race I'll go with After Class each way on the better ground. And the money in the direction of Caro Queen won't be misplaced in the 5.35. My next best on the card will be Get Out When You Can, who comes in on a crest of a wave. 6.35, probably the least competitive or least interested race I've got from a punting aspect, so I'll just put a couple up against a third, Fantastic Golden May Dullier. Crowded Room should give supporters a good run for their money yet again in the 7.05. Hopefully the blinkers on for the first time will allow Mark Cunningham's chance to get his head in front. I think the 7.35 is between the informed mares, Lockrow Lady, Cheapest Chips. And in the final race, the nap of the night is Sir Abbott, who's a massive eye-catcher on his debut at Leopardstown last time.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much for speaking to us once again. Good luck with your selections and enjoy it in Ballon Robe this evening.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.